We want to check in quickly on Southern Oregon, where federal agents have set a tight circle around militants still holed up at a wildlife refuge. The FBI is within 50 yards of where the final four militants are camped out. On the line now is Amanda Peacher of Oregon Public Broadcasting. She's at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning.
Can you tell us where exactly on the refuge you are, what you can see?
Sure. I'm stationed at the FBI roadblock a few miles away from the refuge headquarters. And right now it's very quiet. I can see floodlights streaming onto the refuge, and every once in a while I hear a helicopter overhead. But the scene is very much calmed down from what it seemed to be a few hours ago when we were privy to a live audio stream for the very tense interaction between the militants and the FBI, which also interestingly involved Nevada State Representative Michelle Fiore, who is an ally of the Bundy family.
Do we know why, Amanda, the FBI has chosen this moment to close in?
Well, FBI has been in negotiations with these four for a couple of weeks now, and they said that the situation had reached a point where action was necessary. We do know that one of the occupiers rode an ATV outside the barricades near the refuge yesterday, and when one of the agents tried to approach the driver, he sort of zoomed away back towards the refuge. The FBI took action to surround the camp a few hours after that.
We just have a few seconds left, but I'm wondering, you mentioned this audio stream that was online. The militants sounded quite defiant in that feed. Any sense whether an end may now be in sight to the standoff?
Well, last night, occupier Sean Anderson told Representative Fiore the remaining four occupiers will turn themselves into the FBI this morning. It still remains to be seen if that will actually happen, especially given the arrest of Ivan Bundy, father of the occupation leaders, in Portland yesterday evening. So they said that they will, but we have to wait and see if that actually happens.
Okay, thanks, Amanda.
You're welcome.
That's Oregon Public Broadcasting's Amanda Peacher.